Each week, a guest draws a card from NPR's wildcard deck and answers a big question about their life. Comedian Chris Fleming is kind of obsessed with Fresh Air host Terry Gross. He talks about her in his new HBO special, Live at the Palace.
The completely unmanageable tension of every episode with Fresh Air with Terry Gross is so refreshing. It feels like every episode was recorded in the space between the living and the dead. It feels like the guest is sitting on one end of a long medieval table and Terry's on the other end, just cleaning a gun.
On Wildcard, Rachel Martin asked him about it.
This is the point in the conversation where I, as the host of an NPR podcast, need to ask more about your perceived reverence for Terry Gross.
My muse?
What is your muse?
You're talking about TG right now?
What is...
So...
I'm talking about... I've never met the terror, so I don't.
Of course you have.
I mean,
no, I don't even think the Obamas have access to Terry.
She's a mystery.
I mean, Terry records, from what I've heard, in like a chamber in Philadelphia, facing like a window, and like in like a.
She doesn't want to see the people.
She's in like a sensory deprivation tank, right? She's like on the sea floor, like and no one has access to Terry. She's like the chupacabra if it went to Wesleyan or wherever she went, you know, the mystery of Terry.
But it's also wonderful because we do, as the host of a show where people are supposed to spill their guts, that Terry's like, no, thank you. Yeah, people don't need to know me. Like I will be asking the questions here.
I think that's the power that I'm tapping into when I try to talk about her. And also I relate to that. I think people bleed too much about themselves. And then comedians, I think sometimes it's like, okay, we get it. I think sometimes we know too much about people. I think there are very few mystical beings left in this world. Sufjan Stevens, Terry Gross, who else?
That's it. Oh, it's a short list.
All of Sweden. or Iceland. Sweden or Iceland. But there is such a... I love someone who activates my magical realism. Like, who really...
Yes.
Who ignites it. Because I think that's kind of what I do is a lot of the time. I'm drawn to magical realism. And Terry, I have been obsessed with Terry Gross for years. And
really?
Yeah.
We need to make this happen. I mean,
I don't know. It's like a point on the horizon.
Don't you need to meet her?
No. I couldn't meet her. Oh. I mean, we could do. I think my heart might just stop. I think I might just evaporate after I met Terry Gross because my hero's journey is complete. And then, I can fade back into the Atlantic.